With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. One national poll shows a majority of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. George Williams has more.
The data comes from the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll from Friday, which shows a strong 53% approval for President Trump's job performance, with the strongly approve and strongly disapprove balancing each other out at 37%. Separately, according to USA Today Network reporter Maria Francis, President Trump is also trending upward in three other individual polls, as well as in the Real Clear Politics average of 13 polls, with President Trump's overall favorability at 47.7%. That's 7 points higher than at the same benchmark point in his first term. George Williams, Washington.
A Republican lawmaker wins a Supreme Court ruling in a 7-2 decision. More on this story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
A Supreme Court ruling has required the lifting of a censure on Maine Republican Laurel Libby, enabling her to participate in legislative proceedings after being barred from voting. The ruling confirmed that the censure denied Libby's constituents representation. Justices Ketanji Brown Jackson and Sonia Sotomayor dissented. This decision effectively lifts the voting ban imposed by Libby's censure. However, this is a temporary injunction pending further litigation in lower courts. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Arkansas authorities continue searching for a convicted former police chief known as the Devil in the Ozarks. Grant Hardin was housed at a maximum security wing in the Calico Rock prison he escaped from. Hardin got away after donning an outfit designed to look like a law enforcement uniform. He was serving lengthy sentences for murder and rape. And in New Orleans, two of the inmates who escaped 2 weeks ago are still on the lam. Authorities say as many as 15 people gave assistance to those escapees. President Trump withdrawing the nomination of tech billionaire Jared Isaacman to lead NASA. More stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Illinois is the site of a nasty battle over transgenderism. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Democrat-led state allows boys to compete against girls in school sports and has rejected President Trump's call to end that practice. But Illinois parents are not happy with that decision. A recent school board meeting in Naperville saw angry moms and dads protest after a local boy beat girls at a junior high school track meet. One local father told Fox News, quote, "Naperville parents will spend thousands on their daughter's sports dreams only to see them lose to a biological male." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two groups have filed a lawsuit over an executive order by West Virginia Republican Governor Patrick Morrisey granting religious exemptions from required school vaccinations. The ACLU and Mountain State Justice filed the lawsuit on behalf of two parents. The vaccine exemption was among several executive orders issued on Morrisey's first full day in office in January. This is SRN News. Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis has vetoed a bill that would have made the state the first to ban landlords from using rent-setting algorithms.
Critics say real estate software company RealPage's products have helped landlords coordinate to hike rental prices. The governor says he understands the intent of the bill, but that any collusion among landlords would already be in violation of existing law. At least six cities have passed similar ordinances at the local level over the past year, RealPage meanwhile denying any claims of collusion. Jason Walker reporting.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved a new COVID-19 vaccine made by Moderna, but with limits on who can use it. Moderna's new option is a lower-dose version that has a step toward generational coronavirus vaccines. The company said in a statement Saturday that it expects to offer both the new vaccine and existing COVID-19 shot. More details at srnnews.com.